Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, along with Mark Cox. My name is Bo Matthews, and we've got Carl Middleman, our executive producer, at the helm. And this segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. I will tell you that I just texted with Jesse, one of the owners of Razorback Armory, yesterday, and I said, what do you want me to feature? He says, we have the Sig Sauer 300 Blackout. Ammo is stocking up left and right, so if you are in need of a specialized firearm, find your gun concierge in De Pere on Manchester Road. Get the address and make an appointment, if you like, at RazorbackArmory.com. Our next guest on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors, a good friend to this show, and he's probably out in the woods more than Yogi Bear is. Tim Chelsbeck from Drury Outdoors, The Thinking Woodsman, and DeerCast. Welcome back to the program. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys, I'm good. Just like Yogi Bear, I'm only wearing pants, no shirt.
Hey there, Yogi.
Well, that's because you're working out like a beast. That's why.
It never ends. I just finished my first ultra marathon back in late May down in Kentucky. And that was a real experience, man. That was 33-plus miles of trail running. And I think it's a one-and-done deal for me. I did it. And
you can say you did it.
I did it.
Have you
not
done
do it again?
Yeah, is that like the Tough Mudder or whatever they call it?
It turned out to be that. It's not that branded, franchise, but it was all off road and it had rained the day before, so it was muddy and the rocks were slippery and you're coming in and out of these hollers and down in southeastern Kentucky, and it's deep and dark. Down there in them hollers. So a lot of elevation. There was like 4,000 feet of elevation gain over the course of the entire route. So there was a lot of up and down there.
You have to tell me, Tim, because I have a lot of relatives in that area. Where were you in southeastern Kentucky?
Near Whiteley City and Stearns.
Okay. All right.
I thought you were going to ask him where to register for next year.
How can I do this?
Yeah, no, honestly, a whole bunch of people on my mother's side are from that area. And I can tell you, we used to joke with them, speaking of the elevation, that they were at the bottom of the hollers is where they all lived. And we used to joke that you had to lay down flat on your back at 12 noon and look straight up to see the sun. That's how steep the mountains are in places down there. So
that's a whole part of the chorus.
Oh, I'm sure.
You'll never leave Harlan alive, right?
That's right. It's not far from Harlan. I know exactly where you were. That's fantastic.
Well, Tim, I want to ask you, I have seen all of your shirtless pictures on Facebook. Thanks a lot. I'm sure. You know what? I should call into Mark Zuckerberg and flag you. Take those things down. You make me feel bad. Have you ever thought about going to Steve Austin's Broken Skull Ranch?
Yikes. No, I really haven't thought about that.
Have you seen that show?
No.
Me neither.
What? What?
No.
Oh my gosh! Am I alone on this island?
What network, Bo?
I don't know. Go to YouTube; it'll be on there. I'm sure. Dude, you got to do it. You could probably finish it.
So far.
It's really cool. Broken Skull Challenge, I think the show is called. Anyway, have you been spending much time in the outdoors besides when you're running from bears?
Yeah, doing a little bow fishing, and I got really what I got to start doing is getting out to move my trail cameras, and hang some more stands for deer season and get a few food plots put in for the fall. So that's kind of the big stuff that's coming up. People always kind of, it's a cliche anymore, like, well, deer season never really ends because you're always doing stuff year round, running cameras and running mineral sites where you can, and you know, all those other things, and I don't have a ton of big properties to hunt. I'm hunting usually pretty smaller suburban properties, and so but I still run trail cameras. I still have stands I got to go out and maintain and replace. So that's a lot of the work that's going to be coming up, and I'm just trying to avoid this triple digit heat, and then once things cool down a little bit, I'll start getting that stuff done.
Yeah, I'll bet. Let's talk about the bow hunting the bow fishing, I should say, for a minute. Where are you doing that, and what are you fishing for?
We usually bow fish the Merrimack down around Old Town Fenton, and it's all rough fish, so you can't legally shoot game fish in Missouri. So it's a lot of the exotic Asian carp, so the silvers, the big heads, the grass carp. Every now and again, we'll shoot a gar in the mix. They're an endemic species, are not exotic. But yeah, it's just a lot of rough fish.
You know, now I don't mean this as any sort of insult to the Merrimack, but the times I've been on it, it's pretty murky and brown. How do you know what you're shooting at?
Well, it's like every time you go on the Merrimack, you get hepatitis. So there's, it's not the cleanest river down there.
Just saying.
Well, that's a billboard for promotion and travel.
No kidding.
Float the Merrimack. Yeah, it's crazy how the Merrimack is almost two different rivers up, you know, up by the highway bridge up around Cuba. It's beautiful, but down here by us, it's kind of worse for the wear. But you really depend on water clarity to see the fish.
Okay.
And those silvers, they'll come up and they're filter feeders, and so they'll swim kind of with their mouths near the surface, just mouthing along. And that's usually when you see them. But when the water's really turbid after a big rain, or if it's on the weekend, there's a lot of boat traffic, it's really hard. You got to go to some of the creeks and the backwater areas where it's a little clearer to see. But yeah, you're really depending on sight.
And what about the flying Asian carp? Is that a problem on the Merrimack?
Yeah. I mean, there are multiple times where my friends and I have been hit. Like, it's almost like you're attacked. I mean, they're not small fish, and they launch themselves out of the water. We've had them hit our generator where they, you know, you're bow fishing at night. You got all these LED lights lit up around the front of the boat and in the back, and we'll get into a creek and they start to get jittery, and the water gets shallow, and they all just launch out of the water, and they're hitting the generator, and they're shutting it off, and it goes dark, and you're getting a hit. And it's, we had my buddy Tony, he owns the boat that we fish out of. He was seated in the driver's chair of the boat, and a big silver jumped out of the water, landed on his lap, and then, you know, they flounder real hard and real fast right on his crotch. It just was like,
ow.
And it hurt him bad.
did he keep the fish, or did he get so mad he threw it back? Because I might have punched it and thrown it back in the water.
Yeah. Well, and it brings up kind of an interesting point with bow fishing. You have to keep all the fish that you shoot or that enter your boat, because otherwise it's considered wanton waste. Huh. And so in Missouri, the law is that anything you bow fish has to leave with you. The no one wants a pile of dead fish dumped at the boat ramp or just in the river.
Right.
So it really makes a mess. So thankfully Tony has a landscaping business, and he owns some land moving equipment. He digs a big hole and has a garden, and so he just kind of uses them as fertilizer. So if you're thinking about bow fishing, or if you are a bow fisherman, make sure that you are being responsible and taking the fish home with you, not leaving a mess
that's a great point for other waterway users. Yeah.
So you never eat the fish you're catching?
Well, out of the Merrimack, I just, you know.
What's the purpose then?
Well, they're invasives, so you're removing them from the ecosystem. But in places where the water is cleaner, I have had silver carp, I have had big head and grass carp, and it's really you have to fillet them. You're not even fillet; they have like a back strap on them because they have these Y bones that come out where most domestic fish have just kind of a smooth rib cage. A lot of these Asian carp have a Y bone that comes off the top of their rib bones. And so you have to kind of slice out this back strap between the spine and that Y bone. And then you have the rest of the fillet meat. So they're a little different, but out of good water, they can be really great. And of course, if you fry them, like anything tastes good fried. So you've always got that option.
Yeah, true. Fried carp. I've never had it. Never really thought about it. Are you going to any of the big lakes right now for game fishing, or is it just too hot?
I just don't have the time. Like I'm sure guys are still catching walleye and still catching bass, and the small streams kind of get hurt this time of year. We've got a great smallmouth fishery in Missouri. In fact, I just wrote an article for the Missouri Conservationist. It was called Your Summer Angling Highlight Reel, and it's all about where to go across the state to catch smallmouth and largemouth and catfish and walleye also were in the mix. And the thing you got to watch with our small streams is that oxygen content depletes in the summer with the heat. And so our smallmouth bass kind of become vulnerable to, if you catch them, you fight them too long, and then you release them, they have a hard time recovering from that. So a lot of real strong smallmouth devotees, they won't fish the small streams in the summer because they know how hard life is for smallmouth there. They'll opt for some of the bigger impoundments in the lakes and fish them there where they have access to cooler, more oxygen rich water. But it's just kind of just trying to be really cautious with the resource, because it could take 8 years for a smallmouth to reach decent size. Like, they are a slow growing and an older fish compared to other fish.
Tim Jelzvik is our guest from Drury Outdoors, the Thinking Woodsman podcast, and the Deercast. Very cool tools and information you can always get by connecting with him. Tim, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but every time we talk, I learn something. And I'm just curious about your educational background in wildlife. Did you go to college for all this? Because you're on your game.
I have a minor in zoology, and then my major was in recreation. My undergrad was a recreation park and tourism administration. So I ran camps for a lot of years, outdoor education, and then I went and got a master's degree in, of all things, nonprofit administration, and now I work in outdoor television.
Yeah.
So follow the bouncing ball, I guess.
Well, it prepared you well, certainly, for what you do for a living. Since we talked last, you might have some interest in hearing what Carl caught when he went to Canada. That was pretty cool.
Speaking of walleye, I caught we have to say this correctly or else the people I was with get mad. It was a 29¾-inch walleye.
Dude. Carl, that's a monster.
It was great, but it was in Canada, so their rules are backwards. You have to throw the big ones back. You can only keep them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can only keep between 18 and 24, I think it is.
That's a slot limit. Yeah. They want the big fish are really good breeders, and so they're just looking at population dynamics.
And then I caught a 28 as well. I got to keep two keepers. But I had the biggest catch of anyone, except one of the 20-year-olds tied me the last day.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm a little hurt that you didn't text me the pictures, because I'd like to see them.
I will text them to you right now. I'll text them to you right now. I don't. I didn't want to brag, but I did really well.
They're on his phone. They're the cover photo. They're on his computer. You won't have any trouble getting a picture. Trust me.
What did you catch them on?
We used leeches. On Pipestone Lake in Emo. Right on the other side of International Falls.
It is too bad. We just came back from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, and just caught the kids caught a ton of I didn't fish. The kids caught a ton of rock bass and had a great time. But walleye are kind of the thing to catch up there.
Oh yeah. That's good fishing.
Just for the record.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just for the record,
tasty.
Tim. The pictures of Carl and his fish are as easy to find as your shirtless pics of you. So just go on Facebook.
And I'm not on Facebook. And you know, Tim and everyone, Yogi Bear didn't wear pants. He didn't wear shirt. He only wore a tie and a hat.
Wow. You know, I was thinking Smokey when I said
that. Okay. Oh,
yeah. You're right.
So now you have a new theme of pictures, Tim.
I'm just going to.
I just saw the look on Bo's face. He's getting a visual.
Hey, guys, I want to mention we have been super hard at work at Drury Outdoors over the past couple of years developing a new mapping experience for our app. We've not had maps before, and our users keep asking for maps so they can log where all their tree stands are, where they can log their paths into their hunting locations and see what, you know, the wind direction and what that's going to look like for their scent dispersal when they're hunting, and manage their properties, like put in food plots on your maps and log what you've actually, what you've planted there. And we have virtual rain gauges that you can drop onto your food plots, so you can know how much rain the plot's gotten or how much rain it's going to get. So we're really proud of it. We just launched it at the beginning of July, so it's a very, very new feature. But if folks go to their app store, they can purchase the two new features, the two new subscription levels of DeerCast. It's Elite Plus or Unlimited, and it gets them the maps and parcel data, so you can see who owns different pieces of ground and whether it's asking for new, you know, access to new areas to hunt, or maybe just figuring out who your neighbors are. It's super helpful.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
I cannot imagine how difficult it was to get those Priuses with all those cameras on it, you know, into the woods to film all that stuff.
Well, you got to go with a four-wheel drive off-road Prius.
Yeah. It don't happen because I've shopped. All right. Tim Chelswick, always great to talk to you, buddy. Drury Outdoors, the Thinking Woodsman, and DeerCast, elevated experience. Thanks for joining us again on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, my friend.
All right. Thanks, boys.
You bet. Yeah, learn something. I'm with you. I learn something new every time I talk to Tim about, you know, whether it's fishing or hunting or deer casting. Doesn't matter. It's fantastic.
I live vicariously through him because he is a master hunter. It's just amazing. And the technology is coming around, too, which is really helpful, especially for those that just go out and just sit in a stand and don't see anything forever. So
yeah, that describes me. Maybe not this year. This is going to be different this year.
I hope so for you.
No, you go bumper hunting, don't you, in your neighborhood?
I saw more deer on the way to work this week than I've seen in the woods in the past 5 years, honestly. One morning.
Oh, no.
One morning. There must have been 15 deer along one of the roads I take to get home.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Share the show with anybody that would be interested in the topics that we talk about on this program. And so, Mark, are you good?
We're all good. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
Stay cool. See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Basketball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.